Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most effective composition moves in jungle and old school DnB, call and response riff writing. And this is not just a style thing, this is a workflow thing, because it fast tempos, and especially when the breakbeat is already doing a ton of rhythmic work, your bass and musical hooks need to behave like a conversation. One phrase speaks, the next phrase answers. That gives you momentum, space, and identity without overcrowding the drop. So the goal here is not to write some endless bass line that just runs forever. The goal is to build a riff that feels intentional. Something that sounds like the drums and bass are interacting with each other. Something that can carry an 8-bar loop, then grow into a proper drop section, then mutate into a second drop variation without losing its core character. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, MIDI clips, audio resampling, and automation. The vibe we're aiming for is old school jungle and darker DnB, shaft breaks, sublead phrases, mid-range tension, and enough air in the arrangement for the snare to hit hard. First thing, set the frame before you write a single note. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet zone for the style. Then create three groups, drums, bass, and effects or atmos. And right away, create an 8-bar working loop. Don't write isolated ideas without the phrase context. In DnB, that usually leads to riffs that are too dense or too square once the drums come in. Now build the drum context first. Load up an amen style break, or any chopped breakbeat that gives you that old school energy. You can use simpler in slice mode, or a drum rack if you want more control over individual hits. Keep the kick and snare anchors obvious. Then start adding the little details. Ghost notes, tiny late hits, small edits around the main backbeat. A couple of practical things here. If the break is fighting the sob, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it feels too washed out, shorten the sustain or tighten the transient. And on the drum bus, a little glue compressor can help lock it together. You usually only need a couple dB of gain reduction, with a slower attack so the punch still gets through. What we want at this stage is a clear rhythmic pocket. The bass is going to speak into this pocket, not over it. Now, onto the call. Here's a big coaching point. The call is not a full melody. It's a short identity statement. In a lot of DnB writing, the bass works better as phrase punctuation and as a long melodic line. That's because the drums are already creating motion. So the bass should say something clear, memorable, and compact. Then step back. Start with a simple synth voice in operator or wavitable. For that classic weight, a saw plus sine or saw plus square combination is a great place to begin. Low pass the sound so the core is focused in the low and low mid range. If the tone is too clean, add a bit of drive, and keep the amp envelope snappy. Fast attack, short decay, not too much sustain if you want it to feel percussive. Now write a 1-bar or 2-bar call using very few notes. A strong old school DnB call might be just one root note hit, one octave jump, one passing tone on the offbeat, and one rest at the end. That rest matters. Bass is part of the groove. If you're in a minor key, like D minor, test fragments like D, F, and A rather than trying to run up and down the scale. You want shape, not a lecture. And keep the sub mono. Always use utility or whatever routing you prefer to make sure the low end stays centered and solid. Now we build the response. This is where the track starts talking back. Duplicate the MIDI clip and write something that answers the call with contrast. The response should not just repeat the same idea slightly differently. It should change the emotional temperature. You can do that by changing the register, the rhythm, the note lengths, or the timbre. For example, if the call is low and sparse, the response can be higher, slightly busier, and more harmonically active. Maybe it's a re-stab. Maybe it's a tighter rhythmic answer on the offbeat. Maybe it rises with a pitch bend at the end. Maybe it opens the filter and gets brighter for just that phrase. If you're using wavitable, a little detune between oscillators can give you that thin re-edge. You can set the filter a bit more open for the response, maybe somewhere in the 400 Hz to 1.2 kHz range depending on the sound. A subtle synced LFO on the cutoff can add movement, but keep it restrained. We want motion, not wobble chaos. And here's a useful rule. If the call is sparse, the response can be busier. If the call is rhythmically active, the response should be more open. That's one of the fastest ways to keep the dialogue clear. Now let's make the MIDI groove feel like an actual conversation. In the piano roll, place the call so it answers the snare, not fights it. Let the response arrive after a little pocket of silence. And pay attention to note lengths. In this style, note length is part of the rhythm. A good working breakdown is Sub notes longer, res notes shorter, slides or approach notes very short. Work in 2-bar cells if you can. Bar 1, call. Bar 2, response. Bar 3, call variation. Bar 4, response variation. Then mirror that across the full 8 bars, mutating it just enough to keep it alive. You can also use groove lightly. If the material is already syncopated, only apply a little swing or groove pull movement. Around 10 to 35% is often enough. Don't grid everything so hard that the human feel disappears. Jungle and old school DNB breathe, because some things land a touch late. Now let's build the bass like a proper system, not just a single sound. A strong DNB bass often works best as layers. Think sub, mid, and dirty top. The sub layer should be clean, mono, and centered. That's your foundation, usually living around 30 to 90 Hz. The mid layer is where the movement and character live, maybe from around 120 Hz up to 1.5 kHz. And then you can add a dirty top layer for edge, rasp, and excitement, typically high passed so it doesn't muddy the core. A very usable Ableton chain might look like this. EQ8 before distortion to clean the dirty layer, saturator or overdrive for warmth and aggression, auto filter for motion, and utility at the end for width control and mono discipline. If the stereo image gets huge but collapses in mono, pull it back. The sub needs to stay locked. You can widen the higher harmonics later, but the low end should remain stable and centered. And here's a great advanced move. Once the bass phrase is feeling good, resample it to audio. That opens up a lot of options. You can chop tiny hits, reverse tails, retrigger a response as a new call, or just edit the phrase like a breakbeat. That one workflow shift can make your riff feel much more organic and jungle-like. Now bring the drums and bass together in the full 8-bar loop. This is where you stop thinking like a sound designer and start thinking like an arranger. In DNB, the snare is often the structural anchor, so the bass should land around it, support it, or create a deliberate gap around it. Don't just spray notes everywhere. Try a structure like this. Bars 1 to 2, straightforward break and bass call. Bars 3 to 4, the response gets more active while the break adds ghost notes. Bars 5 to 6, strip the break slightly and let the bass speak more clearly. Bars 7 to 8, bring in a fill, a reversed hit, or a filter movement to set up the next phrase. If the bass masks the snare, shorten the bass notes around the backbeat, or carve a little around 180 to 250 Hz in the bass bus. Sometimes just leaving a stronger gap before the snare is enough. At this point, the loop should feel like a living performance. The drums and bass are not sitting on top of each other. They're interacting. Now let's make the response really feel like a reply, not just another note pattern. Automation is huge here. Use automation on a response phrase only. That might mean opening the filter a little, adding a bit more resonance, pushing the saturator drive higher, sending just the last note into reverb, or giving a syncopated stab a touch of delay. A really effective contrast is this. The call is darker, narrower, and more sub-led. The response is brighter, slightly wider, and more harmonically rich. That simple shift can make the whole riff sound more intentional. For a more jungle-leaning touch, you can automate a small pitch rise or filter rise into the response note. It gives the feeling that the bass is reacting in real time, almost like it's thinking ahead of the break. Now zoom out and think about how this loop becomes a section. A good DNB arrangement doesn't just repeat a loop forever. It evolves. So think in phrases. Intro, first drop, variation, break or switch up, second drop, and don't just duplicate the first drop. Change one thing. Maybe the response comes earlier. Maybe one call note jumps an octave. Maybe the ending rhythm changes. Maybe you resample the response and chop it into a new answer. A good arrangement question to ask every 8 bars is this. Does the listener need more information, less information, or a new accent? That's the mindset that keeps a DNB track moving. A few quick things to watch out for. If the bass is too busy, reduce the note count. Bass is power in this style. If the call and response sound identical, change the register, the rhythm, or the tone. If the sub and mid are fighting, keep the sub mono and check phase. If the bass is masking the snare, shorten notes or clear some low mid space. And if there's too much stereo in the low end, pull the widening back and keep only the higher harmonic spread. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Controlled distortion works best on the response or mid layer, not the sub. Resampling is your friend. Print the bass, then edit it like a break. Use velocity as a tonal control if your synth responds well to it. Add tiny changes every 2 bars so the loop doesn't feel static. And don't forget atmosphere. A vinyl noise swell, A dubby delay tail or a filtered FX hit can answer the bass without cluttering the low end. One more important test. Play it quietly. If the riff still reads at low volume, the composition is strong. If it only works loud, then it's probably relying too much on raw tone and not enough on phrase design. So here's the mini practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer. Pick a minor key, like D minor or F minor. Build an 8-bar breakbeat loop with snare on 2 and 4. Write a 1-bar call using only 2 or 3 notes. Duplicate it and create a contrasting response in a higher register. Add one automation move only to the response. Then repeat the 2-bar idea across 8 bars, changing one detail every 2 bars. Bounce the bass to audio and try one chop, reverse, or re-hit variation. Finally, check mono and make sure the sub still feels solid with the drums. The goal is simple. End with an 8-bar loop that clearly says question, answer, variation, answer. That's the core of this workflow.